new year, a new season. Welcome back to another episode of the original EG3 podcast, folks. It is 2025, new year, brand new season of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer, the third host of this podcast here in cold Kansas City, Missouri. It's your first time listening, very first time you're listening to this podcast ever. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day or week to listen to this podcast, the EG3 podcast. This podcast, all about, of course, my adventures of running, sports, and whatever important comes across this desk here in the Midwest. And yes, I'll give you a heads up right now. The season premiere will come out next week, after the AFC Championship game. Yes, I'll get into that in a second. Of course, you can find this podcast, the EG3 Podcast, under the 3Y Podcast of EG3. Yes, I'm going to get... This is going to be kind of sort of an intro today as we get back into the swing of things. Well, I've been doing a lot of projects for my other podcasts, but anyways, we're getting back in the swing of things here on this particular podcast here. You can find this podcast under the 3Y Podcast, under the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast of EG3, or the 3Wide Podcast of EG3, wherever you listen to your podcast. We're on Spotify. Yes, I'm on Spotify, iTunes. Let's see, Google. Yeah, the list goes on there. Yep, yep. I've been doing this for quite a while. Quite a while. So you guys might be surprised a little bit there. So all episodes of last year, including past episodes, including NASCAR episodes, if you're a big NASCAR fan, like myself, you can scroll down even deeper to find episodes of that as well. Yeah, so, all right. So, I'm recording this episode, season premiere, 2025 opener on Sunday when it is cold and frigid outside. I just got done with another run in the Parkville Caves. More on that here in a little bit. January. Sunday, January 19th, 2025. And I just mentioned just moments ago that this episode will come out a week later. Yes, because AFC Championship game, and of course the Chiefs made it back to the AFC Championship game. So this will come out, this will probably come out super late, but still it'll come out the night of after the AFC Championship game. So it'll probably come out 10 or 11, something like that. Maybe even midnight, probably potentially there. And we all wake up. This will be the first thing that y'all see there as well. So you wonder why I'm doing that? Why couldn't it be posted today? Well, I wanted to wait another week. And because of right now, football season is still in play. Not for my team anyways, but for the Kansas City Chiefs. Figure, you know, all the TV shows are coming back on CBS, whatnot. Figured podcast will make its reappearance on here as well. Everyone's getting their podcast episodes off and rolling. This podcast hasn't got off the ground until right now, the new year, everything else like that. So I wanted to wait until then. So when y'all listen to this, we'll see what happens with the Chiefs if they advance. I'm not going to put it out in the reverse, obviously. It's just coming off of beating the Houston Texans last night. So we'll see. Obviously, again, just to forewarn you, when this comes out, this would be a week after the fact that the Chiefs advanced after beating the Texans in there and wake the opponent of tonight between the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills. I am going to put this out there. I'm actually, I told a few people in my other group chat, hoping that Baltimore pulls it off. It's going to be a tight game tonight, but I think the Ravens are going to win this game. It's going to be a tight game, but I think the Ravens are going to pull it out. I want to see the sequel, Ravens Chiefs Part 2, after what the Chiefs did to them last year in Baltimore, advancing to the Super Bowl. And now we're sitting here about to see this thing run its course again. Will the Chiefs running it back possibly for a third time? Well, I'll see about that. But anyways, yes, and I actually called the upset in that same group chat yesterday, the Commanders going in there to Motown, to Detroit, right? And to upset number one seed, NFC Detroit Lions. Go down, and I want to think it go down like it did. Quite honest with you there. Jaden Daniels, this team, it's funny that wild card weekend, all that, you see this in every postseason, where that's the NFL or Major League, that somebody in the wild card round gets hot, right? Gets hot and then ride it, right? And funny enough, I saw this in a tweet last night as well, that the Washington Commanders, all this started because the Atlanta Falcons lost to them in overtime, which they did. They did. And we had an opportunity, and probably wouldn't have advanced past the wild card round anyways, but we had our opportunities that in that game. We should have beat the Commanders, but hey, you know, that didn't happen, right? So Detroit Lions, they weren't up to the A game, right? So they lost, and they got the number one. You waited all this long. Damn. I know how it is to be a Falcons fan, all the hardships and all that, but damn, waking up first thing in the morning, this morning, right? Again, I already warned you, this is going to come out a week later. So you guys wondering what why is Eddie talking about Detroit Lions? Well, I just because we recorded this the night after they lost, again, January 19th, 2025. ET3 podcast. We'll get to the running part here in a second, but yeah, so Detroit, number one seed, and everything was out there everything was out there in front of you, and you stumbled, you fell flat on your face there, and they couldn't stop Jaden Daniels. I could have told you that, but with the way that, you know, unfortunately with their injuries and whatnot, and they still had number one seed. But when you get to this point, Jared Goff was not great. Not great. Let's put it nicely. Not great last night. So that momentum, I'm telling you, you can ride it a long ways there as well. And the Commanders, with that offense, and you having to worry about this. Lamar Jackson, obviously Lamar Jackson, 1.0. Jaden Daniels, 2.0. Lamar Jackson. You have to worry about not him with his elusive floating ability running the football. You got to worry about him accurately throwing the football. He is on fire right now. And yes, I'm excited what Michael Penix is going to be doing, it's going to do in the future for the Falcons. But right now, you got to focus in on right now what Baltimore's might do, what they could do. We'll see in colder temperatures up in New York again. Again, Ravens, Bills, Chiefs await the appointed then. And when this comes out, we'll see how the cards shake out for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then the Commanders await the winner of the Rams and Eagles. Yep. There as well, and Eagles could be hosting the NFC Championship game, but not so fast. Got the Rams going up in there with that strong defensive line. So we'll see if the Rams get any payback there as well. So we'll see how all these cards shake out by when this episode rolls out to see premiere. We're gonna know who's gonna be playing in the Super Bowl, and we'll talk about that when we actually fast forward it to present time next week. But anyways, yes, this is your first time listening to the podcast. I usually talk about running. No, I did not run a race yesterday, which was the Battle of the Bean 5K, which I've ran the last 2 years, which features cold-ass temps. Yesterday was the exact same thing, but this time I did not run a race because not gonna do yours truly. Not gonna do too many races here in 2025. We're still gonna put out content here. Gonna be a little creative here in 2025. As I hope to bring on more guests in 2025. That is the pre-plan. Right now, I have a couple of people slash companies potentially that I've written down on a sheet of paper that I'm going to be getting in contact with there and bring you kind of a little bit different content here. But still, every time Eddie races, I recap it. And if you look down on wherever you listen to your podcast on last year's feed, or you can say the current feed anyways, you'll see I've done Salina half last year. Let's see. Obviously, what comes jumps off the page, Chicago, first ever world major a year ago last year. And all that fun stuff, everything else in between, is so is some crazy mileage as well. So a little bit different, but everything race-wise is planned out. And I will announce, I'm actually waiting till Friday, this upcoming Friday. I'm waiting till then to actually sign up for this quote-unquote spring race, and then I'll make that announcement as well. So kind of a big show already lined up in place there. Yes, but I am training. Well, I might as well just go ahead and say it right now. I'm going to train for a marathon after debating back and forth what you're going to be doing, because there are goals out there that are still left to be achieved, left to be checked off the checklist in the running world, in EG3's running world, right? Obviously, the half marathon, full marathon, still, those goals are still looming out there. Or even with the mile and all that, achieved last year on both the track and on the road, ran my first road mile last year. That is in the part of plans again this year in March as well. Excited about that. We're super excited about that, actually. So there's that. And obviously, while I talk about the mile, KC Metro Mile, also in the plans as well. And I have not heard back. Try not to put the cart before the horse. Haven't heard back from a certain race, which could go down before the KC Metro Mile. We'll have to see how all that shakes out. I posted with her from them, got an email from them Friday, and did not get it. So I'm kind of in a waiting mode for that. See what's going to go down with that. This is the EG3 podcast, 80 Grid of Third, the season opener, season premiere, 2025. 80 Grid of Third here in Kansas City, Missouri, here for this podcast. Yeah, so I'm kind of waiting. The puzzles are pretty much almost put together for 25. If you take away, it's not really focusing on the fall right now. We're trying to survive these winter temps right now. And frigid temps and whatnot. And I prefer to run outside for most. And I've done my share of cold running already, but just to play it safe for this weekend, did a quarter of the mileage in the Parkview Caves. And everybody has the opportunity to, whether it, and I was not aware that downtown had indoor track facility. Now, obviously, there's one, you know, over in the park somewhere, and you got to dress right in this type of weather. You can't go out there and just half dress and have no shirt on. This is some serious stuff. So, and this is coming from a person that hates the cold weather. That is from the South. Doesn't, and I am the polar opposite. I would prefer the warm weather. Even the, yes, I'm going to sit here and say it. The 90-degree, 100-degree temps. Yeah, I'm going to say that. And that's why I'm giddy about a certain race that I did last year that I'm going right back to do in the summer. So that's why I'm giddy about that. But this, as I say, be careful what you wish for. But that's just me. That's just my opinion. I have the mic. You have to listen to me talk on here, but I'm the polar opposite between hot and cold. I'd rather be hot, so you got to layer up in this type of weather there as well. So I did a quarter of this mileage. Now, again, I have to keep reminding people that this will come out a week later, so when temperatures will be a little bit better. But still, we're in the midst of the winter here in the back half of January. So while this podcast has been off, I've been out here running in cold weather, getting up, no treadmill, whatsoever. I don't own a treadmill, so it defeats the purpose. You got to go out there and do it. You got to go, yeah, got to layer up whatever mileage you got to do for that day, whether it's easy run, recovery, speed workout, tempo workout, interval workout, whatever that is. You got to dress right and comfortable, right? So I'd rather be hot than super cold, and you can't control this super wind that's been going on around the KC metro area here in the past couple of days. So I know the front end of this week with a continuation of today, well, really started yesterday. Well, actually really started Friday night, which I was out, and I was actually out yesterday after the fact that I did a 15 and a half. That was scheduled. The 15 was scheduled. The half mile was not. The 15 miles that I did was inside the Parkville Caves. And I do not live too far. You know, it's funny because when I walked out, initially I was going to go for the KCRC 2.0 run, the group run, Axwell. Shout out Kansas City Running Company. No, not running company. Wrong team. KC. Well, shout out to them. But Kansas City Running Club. Yes, Sydney, see, Saturday afternoon group talked about this a little bit yesterday. There's club, there's the Kansas City Running Company that does a lot of the races that they put on the Battle of the Bean 5K race in this frigid temps yesterday. And then you have the Kansas City Running Club that you're happening with now for a full year now. So that's crazy enough to even look back on and say, wow, I felt like it was just yesterday I joined. Just randomly joined a squad of really some great people within the team, the club. So, you know, it's true. I mean, hey, you know, if you find, everyone has his own, whether you're part of the Kansas City Running Company, part of, they have that challenge team, or you're part of that Kansas City Running Club where you can meet, again, same thing, where you can meet whole bunch of good people, and not only that, you can train with those folks, and not only that, you can continue to develop relationships, deepen your relationships there as well. And I've been blessed the opportunity to do that, and I could probably even go before that. I was back and forth. Well, mainly this all started with the Kansas City Running Company because I was doing a whole lot of races and traveling back and forth from Manhattan, Kansas, and then last year, relocated up to Kansas City, Missouri, and then got myself involved, you want to say, kind of full-time-ish with the club as well, and that just kind of carried on through, and then everything just kind of branched off. There's another group here, there's another group there, there's a group all of a sudden that got started. The SSRC that got started as well, everything else in between all that, it's been crazy stuff. And then of course I mentioned doing my first world major last October and all that other stuff. So it's been a whirlwind and all that other stuff, and so it's been a unpredictable journey up until this point. I can go deeper and deeper, but I'm on a little bit of a time crunch here this morning because I actually just got back from finishing up a 70-mile week. Yes, 70-mile week. A quarter of that was in the Parkville Caves. I got to go back out, pick some stuff up there for the continuing training cycle that I'm in right now. And I'll make that announcement once I finally register for my said marathon. Yes. Because I was going back and forth between half marathon. Originally I was going to do a half marathon for the spring. And decided the way things are going right now with the mileage, you know what? There's some unfinished business for EG3, Fast Eddie, in the marathon game. Let me see if I can go ahead and figure out if I could do a marathon. And sure enough, had a kind of a brief short conversation with my coach earlier this week and say, you know what, I'm leaning towards the marathon again. Let's go through the ringer again. So that is what Fast Eddie is going to be doing here in the spring, and not going to be doing too many of these race, so-called racist. Not going to do that. And was actually was advised not to do too many races, not be racing every week and all that. We're going to leave that up to the Kansas City Running Company squad. We're going to let them do all that. We're going to focus on EG3. We got unfinished business here in 2025. This EG3 podcast episode, this opening 2025 season premiere, they're not an actual sponsor. I'm an ambassador for Kurtz. If you were with us last year, I joined Kurtz. Ambassador Kurtz Energy Bars. Well, that's not how I wanted to phrase that. But I joined Team Kurtz last year and became an ambassador for them. If you've been to a lot of these races around Kansas City, whether it's on the Missouri or Kansas side, you have seen their tents posted. Whether it's the Battle of Bean yesterday, they were there. Or Patriots Day run, or any small races. I'm pretty sure they'll be at the, what's the next on the list? Kickoff 5K. I won't be there, but the Kurtz team will be. again, KurtzBars.com. 8 to 10 flavors. I recently, and this is one of the areas I'm going to be doing, picking up a new flavor I'm going to try, energy bar wise. Yes, sir. 8 to 10 flavors. Obviously, this past fall, they introduced the pumpkin spice flavor. Ooh-wee! That was one of my favorite ones. The other favorite, my blueberry as well. They got cherry bomb, cranberry, peanut butter blitz, and a few others as well. And not only that, they have what they call... He just told me this in the email, and I'm going to forget it. But I call these granola snacks as well. Bang and berry, one of the flavors that I love from last year. I'm going to pick me some of that right now. And a few more others. Go feel free to check the website as well. KurtzBars.com. Every time you hit the checkout screen, it is Fast Eddie. 20% off every time. This is not a limited time offer. For those of you new to the podcast, no, this is not a limited time offer. This is every time. You visit, you want to restock, you want to try a different flavor. Look, I'm just going to try. You want to stock up for the winter months. Stay warm and all that. KurtzBars.com. Fast Eddie. Every time you hit the checkout screen, I had a few people message me. I did a story and left out the code. Ooh, that's a mistake. But I'll still give it to you anyway. Fast Eddie. So that is not a limited time offer. That is every time you want to try or you want to hop on the Kurtz train there for your training. Where you're training for? Boston. Yes, Boston, or right now finishing up Houston right now. Houston's going on. I got a couple of friends right now that are finishing up that marathon as well, tracking them as I speak right now. So, KurtzBars.com, code FASTEDDIE on the delivery checkout screen every time you want to try or want to restock for your training needs. KurtzBars.com. Kurtz, fuel what drives you. All right, yeah. Houston, yeah. I want to talk about that for a minute for reaching the end of this episode. So, Houston, one of the bigger winter marathons. Now, no, they don't run in the cold-ass weather. Nope. They run down. You want to, Houston? That should be common sense. Houston, Texas. That's what, and I actually, this was last year though, but I actually considered going down there and running the half marathon, but I was too late in the game. This is funny because I told one of my friends, and I think she knows who I'm talking about. I told her that, you know, I ran a marathon in the state of Texas. I ain't doing another one. So that's how I checked that box. Already a few years ago, so not gonna do that. So that's out. Houston's out of those plans, but that's currently going on right now. And I should be getting an update here. One of my friends should be finishing up by now, so there's that as well. So Houston, that's gonna be in the books, but I mentioned Boston. Obviously, there's a lot of people training for that right now. You're truly training for a different marathon, but. But that's going on right now. Tokyo, that's in March. And yeah, trying to list off. I know there's, I believe it's want to say it's London. London. So you got it between the winter, and if you're trading for any one of those world majors here in the winter slash spring, you have Tokyo in March. You have, obviously, the bigger one is Boston. Everyone is potentially trading for, and then you have London a week after that. And I don't have the schedule in front of me right now to do all that, but that's just some of the marathons right now. I know, obviously, I'm going to save that. Yeah, I'm going to save that because that's actually one of the bigger marathons in the town, and I might be giving away what I'm be doing, but that's it right there. Obviously, Rock the Parkway. Sadly, we won't be due to another race that we are already committed to at the same day. As Rock the Parkway we will not be a part of Rock the Parkway this year because on the same day yours truly last year going to be doing another race and I'm actually going to hoping to have this particular race staff on the podcast to talk so we'll see about that. But anyways, yeah, that's some of the side projects that I've been working on. Hopefully get a couple more guests on the podcast. A little bit different this year because of the trimming of races that I'm going to be doing here in 2025 because EG3, we got some unfinished business here, y'all. So going to be seeing less out there of Eddie here in 2025. But despite of that, though, I'm gonna have to save it for the second episode there as well. So that's kind of a brief outlook of yours truly, but I'm still gonna bring you content there and we'll dive on into this more. And yes, when this comes out, it'll be a little bit warmer, but still, I think a little bit cold weather episodes in the future as we try to get through these cold temps here through the rest of January, obviously into February, with I just mentioned the kickoff 5K. I know Sweetheart is in February as well, and those. Oh yeah, I've been part of some cold ass temperature races, and oh man, what comes to my mind? Sweetheart 5K, damn it! Oh my goodness. Okay, so we'll end with this. All right, so Sweetheart 5K, right? 5K, 10K, and this was actually when I lived in Manhattan. I might have told this story already, but I'm pretty sure I have not. I have not shared this story. So, okay, Sweetheart 5K, which is in a couple weeks, right? Me and three others from the Manhattan Running Company squad, right? We wanted to send out a buddy of ours because he was going out to the army, right? He was going transitioning into the army field, right? So we wanted, because we ran a lot of miles a lot. It was me and three others. I might as well go ahead and say their names. It was me, myself, Elena. Let's see. I want to say, was it Tom? Tom out there leading that crew out there doing work. He's training for something. I don't know what he's training for currently. I probably should ask him, but Tom, myself, Elena, and Dan, right? We were going out. We wanted to send Dan out on a fun note because he was going to transition into the army, right? So he's going to do that, and we were looking at places. We were looking at races to share some miles, right? Because on all that, trying to have some fun and whatnot, right? So, and we picked the sweet. We ended up signing up for the Sweetheart run, right? not even paying attention to. I mean, we kind of shrugged it off, but we had to do a double take on the temps. Oh my goodness! Oh my gosh! Woo! It was, and now, who was that? I'm trying to remember right now. Who is that? This is the EG3 podcast here, season premiere, 2025. Eddie Gritter III here, recording on the 19th of January, 2025. This will come out a week later, after the AFC Championship game. We'll see whether the Chiefs get back to the Super Bowl. If they do, you can laugh at me. Yeah, so we didn't even pay attention to the temps, and behold, we look at it and said, holy smoke, and Dan's parents were in Kansas City, so we had the luxury to meet his parents that night. It was other than hanging out, spending time together, other than that, you know, the worst thing was the temps. It was -7, if I recall. -7. It was supposed to be worse than that. It was double negative. It was projected to be -11 and all that. -10, but it was -7 or 8. I'm pretty sure my memory corrects now. Every time that sweetheart race pops up, I was like, oh gosh dang it. Gosh dang it, gave me. And I of course did a sweetheart last year. Still cold, but not as cold as this one was. Holy Christmas. But looking back at that, how did I survive that? I don't know. Because I could not. What comes fastest to your mind is the hands. The hands get cold. The wart. That's, I think, for me, the worst part. Because that's why I didn't do the 15 miler in the cold. Because I had a scheduled 15 mile run yesterday. And when I walked out of the house, I'm going to shoot it straight. I said, hell no. It was seeing it. Now, when it hit you in the face first time, hell no. I said, no, I got it. When I had access right there, live very close to the caves, I have the access. I'm going right to the caves and doing this run in the caves. Gotta get this 15. Cannot shortcut this. Especially when we're in marathon training. I can't shortcut this. I gotta get it done, get it knocked out, get it out of the way, right? So that is why. I'll probably share more on that in episode number 2. But yeah, so that is why I did that. But yeah, looking back at that, it's like, how in the world did we do that? And Amy in Elena, Manhattan Elena. Now she lives in Portland, Oregon. But she signed up to the 10K, and you damn well know that it is in the negatives. You do. It is. Yeah, eventually she cut it off to the 5K because the sweetheart run is the 5K and the 10K, right? You knew that it was going to be that damn cold outside. So anyways, but somehow we finished that. I think I ran an 18 something somehow. That on that morning. Something to talk about. But anyways, congrats to everybody who finished that race, the Battle of the Bean 5K that went out yesterday in freeze attempts. You guys are the real heroes yesterday. So shout out to you guys for doing that. And whoever what you're training for, whether it's the spring half marathon or full, continue to stay safe out there. Be smart, or try to be anyways. So I'm talking to myself too. Be smart. Make smart choices out there during spring half / full marathon train. Almost said the K-State podcast, the EG3 podcast. Get it? Wherever podcasts are found, free and available weekly. We're going to have a chance to record content. Our first episode of 25 is in the books. We have made it to the finish line of the first episode of the original EG3 podcast. Again, thank you so much. Again, you like what you're hearing? Definitely. And I encourage you, and I'll advise you, make sure you do like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell. You'll be notified every time we post an episode of the EG3 podcast. You'll be notified of it right there. And this is the start, once again, of hopefully a good year here in 2025 for Fast, aka Fast Eddie. That's going to wrap things up on this season premiere episode of the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much. Once again, we're back, folks. 2025. Anxious to see what happens here in 2025 on the running front. Enjoy the NFL playoffs. And, of course, when this comes out, we'll know who's going to go to Super Bowl 59. Until then, Eddie Greer III. We'll see you on the other side.